Blog Talk Radio.
blogtalkradio.com. It is another Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. We're broadcasting live from the DFW Metroplex area of the great state of Texas, as well as Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Mike Henderson, and on board with me are my lovely co-hosts, Vanessa and Crystal. How you doing, ladies?
Doing great. How are you?
I said, I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Okay. And tonight, we will be diving headfirst. Well, tonight is what's called the Celebrity Interracial Relationship Issue and What's Up With It. Tonight, we'll be diving headfirst into a real hot button, which it seems that there are a lot of notable celebrities that have crossed the color line when it comes to love, relationships, and marriage, despite a certain degree of backlash from fans and admirers. But why does it seem like the men that cross that line come under fire more than the ladies do?
Okay.
And I'm just kind of chunking that out there, really. And I'll tell you kind of why this kind of came up as well. But the guys who created FUBU, right?
Mm-hmm.
Multimillionaire was on Shark Tank, and he proposed to his now wife on the show. And on a social media posting, it came up, and it just kind of sent off a barrage of comments that were mostly negative about that as well, though. And I guess Kanye said it best: when he gets on, he'll leave you for a white girl.
Correct.
And I got to thinking about it as well. But I was thinking, like, you know, I have never really, and this is just me personally, I have never seen a whole lot of backlash when black women cross the color barrier when it comes to relationships or marriage, though. But I've seen a ton and a half of them when it comes to the men. And just out of curiosity, I want to get you two ladies' take on that.
Well, I don't have any issues with interracial dating, because I've dated white men, Hispanic men, and black men, so I don't really have an issue on it.
Okay. And there was really no backlash. Well, I mean, yeah, no backlash for you, though, but it seemed like the majority of the backlash would come from those that I guess, in my from what I've seen, strictly date black men. And
get backlash from
black women.
Sorry, you get,
what's that?
You're saying you get backlash from black women because of white women?
Yeah, black women are the main ones that actually come up with the backlash toward these black men who decide to cross over. Me personally, I don't have a problem with the idea of interracial relationships. I don't. You know, I've had them. And, you know, I've been involved. I crossed the color barrier as well, though. As a matter of fact, one of my daughters is the product of an interracial relationship. But for me, more than anything else, here's the problem I have. The only problem I have with it, though, is probably the motive why you're doing it, if you do it at all. You know, because I don't think that. Huh?
What was your motive?
What, my motive? That's who I fell in love with. That's who I liked,
okay.
And that's who I fell in love with, though. It wasn't about the idea, well, I think that white women are more easy or manageable to, you know, than black women, though, because apparently guys that say that, and that's a problem for me, too, guys that actually say that, though, I don't think they know enough about women. Because in my what I've experienced, though, womanhood is universal. No color, no, you know, no race or creed or even, for that matter, upbringing, is going to take her away from the idea of being a woman. Especially if you hit her with one thing, and that is that BS.
Right.
Because people, because like guys will say that white women are more manageable than black women, though they completely forgot about Lorena Bobbitt now, didn't they?
Oh, too sad.
Okay. John Wayne Bobbitt kind of came up short on quite a bit. And to me, you know, I say like it's your motive about this. Whether if that's somebody, if you happen to fall in love with that person and they're from another race or what have you, though, then so be it. But if you're going out there just basically saying, okay, I'm only going to deal with white women because I can't deal with black women, you know, I start questioning the kind of black women you're dealing with. Because who's to say that the white women are going to be any better? Though same on the flip side, when I've seen like black women to say they only want to deal with white men because they can't deal with black men. What kind of black men are you dealing with? Because there's some white men out there that are 10 times as bad as some brothers.
Mm.
So,
okay.
I mean, really, I mean, you know, why, you know, but those are the ones that turn around and say, like, okay, well, he couldn't deal with his sister, you know, because he wants somebody, and some of the guys are guilty for that as well, though. They want somebody submissive, they want somebody that waited on them hand and foot. You know, if that's even exists in this day and age, you know, it's probably like a 50-50 thing. You know, because I don't think anybody I don't think any modern woman nowadays gets involved in a relationship just so she can be a servant.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's true. To me, it's truly a step back, though. You know. To me, I would think that you want to be in the relationship not to, you know, unless you're drawing a paycheck, you know. And but some are very serious ones. That though, nobody, you know, are you willing? Some guys actually expect women to wait on them hand and foot, without them actually doing a thing. Those days are over. I don't really see that being realistic nowadays as well, though, because I wouldn't, you know, I would probably be thrown off if I got involved with a woman that was waiting on me hand and foot with no questions asked. I'm just not used to that, though. But that's what some guys are expecting when it comes to women, though. And these guys have decided that they want to leave black women alone and stray across the pond and figure that they could actually go that route, though, because they think that these women are going to wait on them hand and foot. And some actually do. To me, only a dog is supposed to obey. I can't, no. No, I'm not going to treat her. You're supposed to be my woman, not my slave. I can get my own damn drink.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah. And I don't have to worry about the paper because I don't read it. I can cook for myself. Hell, I might want to cook for her.
And which is how it should be in any relationship, white or black.
Yeah, but once again, you know, like I said, I'm questioning the motive. Now, far as celebrities go, and I mainly get after celebrities, though, because it becomes a matter of public record quick, you know, and not just from the people that you know, but a whole lot of people that they don't know. And it's like, you know, the idea behind, you know, even like in Hollywood and movies as well like that, though, like the last couple of years when a black actor played a major role in a film, he was coupled with a white woman. And it's like, you know, and then you see this in the celebrity deal, like to where, like, you know, it's prominent like that as well, though. Now, for all I know, you know, old dude with FUBU, that's who he fell in love with. And I'm good with that as well, though. You know, if who you fall in love with, though, regardless of where they actually fall in the racial divide, if that's who you fell in love with, that's who you fell in love with, though. But I would rather that be the motive as opposed to you actually saying, I'm just strictly going out there looking for white men. You know, and not going to take away from anybody's preference either, though. If that's what you prefer, that's what you prefer, though. But I would, the only question I would bring to it would be your motives behind it. Now, true enough, there have been guys that have actually gone out with black women, black men have gone out with black women, and they've been, you know, drugged through the mud and gone through all the drama and all of this stuff, too. So they say, and then here we go with, like, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to go to white women because you figure they're more manageable. They're more this or more that. Like, I've seen, like postings and memes where they had this long list of what makes a white woman better than a black man, which, or than a black woman, rather, which is, to me, is bullshit. I'm going to call it what it is. Absolute bullshit. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's no way in the world. I mean, like, because to me, if you piss off that white woman the right way, she's going to be 10 times as worse as anybody, though. You cannot expect every woman to fall for the same old crap, especially if that's what you're dealing out as well. But you know, as far as, like, somebody that you want to date or deal with, you know, it can't be just because you just want something to be easy, because last time I checked, no worthwhile relationship is easy. None of them are. No worthwhile relationship is easy at all. They're not. There's that degree of work that actually goes off in it as well. And now, don't get me wrong, some people do have more drama than others, you know, too, and everybody's got a degree of drama in their life to a greater or lesser degree. It depends on when that actually comes by. It's not going to be immediately, but it could come up. That's just how life is. So I don't see myself like, you know, being like, and I wouldn't be the fair weather guy. When it came to a relationship, the only time I want to deal with you is when the sun is shining. No, that's not doing a damn thing for neither me or her.
Okay.
I'm lying, sharing it tonight.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I have a preference. I just prefer to date black men. I have dated outside of my race. It's just not my preference. It's not my choice. It's a personal thing. It has nothing to do with if he's white or black. It's just I prefer my own black man. That's just what I prefer. I have done an article or two on this exact topic and some of the reasoning that black men gave where it's just absolutely ignorant. Black men get it a lot harder than I think black women that date outside of their race, merely because of their motives and their reasoning. And they definitely treat non-African American women completely different, as do white men or Asian men treating black women different. You date us differently, you treat us differently. We have a conversation, it's an argument, it's a mad black woman, you have one with a non-African-American woman, and it's a conversation or a disagreement. It's verbiage as well.
Yeah.
So I don't have an issue with it, I just don't prefer it.
Okay.
So to each his own, yes, to each his own. If that's what you say you like or you in love with, so be it. But if you start saying you're with me or with her because of this, I have an issue with it. Because I don't believe there's any woman any better than I am. I don't really care what race she is.
Okay. Which is fine, you know, which is cool. I mean, everybody's going to have their preference. They're going to have, like, what they want to do and how, you know, who they want to do it with or whatever, or their ideal, period, though. But you can always run into something or somebody that can actually very easily change that dynamic, very easily. It just depends on the person. But once again, when it comes to the idea of, like, you know, dating relationships or marriage or what have you, though, whatever is put in front of you or whatever your motives are, when it comes to that as well, though, that to me is, like, going to be the defining moment.
When you say motive, what are you meaning by motives? I mean, You said that question. Did you have a motive when you were dating the white woman?
Well, what I'm saying, like, what took you to that point? You know, what made you do that as well? Now, overall,
okay,
the motive,
so what makes
guess,
it
like,
become a difference when it's just supposed to be about that's who I fell in love with? I don't see color.
Yeah, I know motive sounds, you know, when it comes to that motive, does sound negative, though, and it pretty much is, because, I've heard people say that I don't want to date a black man, like black women that prefer to date outside their race. To some, not all, some that'll say that I want to date him because, black men don't have the credit, they don't have jobs, they're usually in a jail. You know, all, like, we throw up 1,001 stereotypes, and you group all black men in that mode, just like with black women. With some black men, where they say, like, well, the drama, you know, baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, you know, bunch of kids.
But white
women
have babies, too. Mexican men, women
yeah,
have
yeah,
babies,
exactly.
too.
But they, but they'll turn around and actually lump those two groups, you know, accordingly to whatever stereotype or negative, like, viewpoint or what have you, though. And you don't even know these. You don't even know these people. But you are automatically assuming that just because there's a black woman, that it's going to automatically be bad, so you go over here because she this because you and go after this white woman because you think like the grass is greener over there.
And I think that's coming from the success of the black man. I think that they look at the situation as it's finances as well.
That's true.
Professional,
but
powerful
time,
black men, they're usually with not African American women. I mean, it's not in all cases, but a lot of cases. If you look at athletes, you look at football players, and then you look at the motive behind the white women that date them.
Hmm.
Would they take Joe Blow home? Probably not.
But
they will go
say,
well, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Even if we want to accept it or believe it or not, we can all pretend like we fall in love with people just because it's who we're in love with. That sounds great. Sounds great in theory. But it's
a lot of it is self-hatred, too, to be honest with you. A lot of
self-hatred
going on. Yes.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Because
I think that when black men, I think a lot of times when black men, you get those athletes, and I'm not saying all, but a lot of them, they automatically assume that they're going to come across black women are gold diggers. When white women are gold diggers too. So, but they choose, so they feel like they accomplished, okay, I got the money now. I have the status. Now what I need now is that white woman to feel, you know, wanted and needed. So there's just a lot of
the trophy wife.
The white woman don't necessarily be the trophy wife.
Exactly. I was going to say, so at what point did we determine that white was better? Because that's what we're taught growing up. Black
that's
is dark.
Conditioning.
White means
fair.
White means beautiful. White means safe. Angels and all this. The black is devil and dark and evil. And so when you have immature, like Crystal said, you know, people that self-hate each other, themselves, that's when they start projecting those stupid ideas that that's true and it's not. When black men date these women, they feel like they're at the epitome of their careers when they date outside the race. Because they've been told that this was better, doesn't make it better. You know, that makes no sense whatsoever. Obama and Michelle told that every single day.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard for me as a man and, you know, a successful one, a fairly successful one anyway, though, you know, that to wrap my head around the idea that, okay, in order for me to be accepted by my peers and the general public or what have you, though, I've got to go along with the grain when it comes to what this false narrative of success is. And I'm sorry, like, you know, to me, you know, dating and or marrying a white woman is going to make a difference. Especially if I'm using it as a, you know, as just an extra rung on the ladder, considered a rung on the ladder to success. That's crazy. No. And no, not if, like, you know, I'm, you know, with somebody that was there at the beginning, started with me, helped me actually get some of these things going on, moving forward as well, though, I'm not going to forget all that. I'm trying not to forget people I'm not involved with when it comes to the idea of being successful, though. I'm sure I'm not going to forget somebody that I am involved with.
But you have to think about, when you think about successful black men, the way that they think, I mean, maybe thinking, I won't say just what they're thinking because I don't know, but I can just tell you from the ones that I've encountered and ones I've had the conversation discussions with about this subject, a lot of it has to do with they associate black women with poverty and unsuccessfulness. They look at black women every time they, you know, if they see a black woman, they think of drama, and they tend to put this label on black women instead of understanding that, you know, we struggle with you. You know what I'm saying? We have your back when no one else has your back because a black woman birthed you. You see what I'm saying? So black men tend to look at women, black women, as struggle. If grandma did it, if mom did it, aunties did it, they want to disassociate themselves completely from that. So they will not date us. You know what I'm saying? So it's just what it is. And it's crazy, but black men that are successful look at black women as struggle. So they will do the total opposite to feel like they're successful at this point.
Well, you know, as crazy and as backwards as it is, I just could never wrap my head around the deal as well, though. No, and I'm not trying to take away from those that started out, you know, a certain way and got to that point. You know, that white, you know, if you started out when you had nothing and you dated this white woman, and you went through the ups and the downs and everything else, and you actually worked with them to build all that and became that as well. Okay, fine. You know, I'll let that one go. But if you were with somebody, you know, a black woman, and somebody else popped up though, and then all of a sudden you got lucky, you got fortunate, and boom, here you go. It's, you know, it's raining. You know, the heavens open up, and it's just literally just, success is just raining down on you though, and you drop all that. And then run to somebody you hardly know, just so you can look good in the eyes of John Q. Public. That's nuts. That's
Michael crazy. Jordan did.
I'll never do. Yeah, exactly. Though, because you have the means though, but you figure if that's your idea of actually being accepted, you know, it's you're falling for some false crap, and you're right about that self hate thing.
And I don't really, as much as we want to believe this is true, that most families they're not going to accept you regardless. You know what I'm saying? Even if you are a black woman going into a white family or a white woman, I mean, or vice versa, those, it's not the same acceptance as it would be if you've been with your own race. I mean, we want to believe that it is, but it's not. I have friends, I have associates that deal with it all the time, because white people just are not going to view black women people the same, no matter what you do, no matter how successful these black men are. They're not going to accept them. They accept them because they have status and money, and they can take care of their daughter. That's about it. But when you talk about that genuine love and that family unit, it's not going to happen. It's fake.
So you say it's more tolerance than anything else?
Yeah, I think tolerance is because of the level of the situation, exactly. If you talk to some of those families, there was a lady that wrote this article I was reading some months ago about this whole big article about her daughter, how to teach white people how to accept black people in their family. I thought it was so ignorant. And I'm like, what?
Say what?
Daughter. Yeah, I would have to forward you guys that, because she had, you know, wrote this article and said, you know, my daughter's dating this black guy, and we didn't think we're going to love him the same, and he's great, and she started giving all this advice. And I'm like, so you have to have a book or someone teach you how to accept a black person. That's crazy.
But not everybody is like that, though. So you have to understand that. Most of the men that I've dated, most of the men that I have dated have been European men, like Italian men, Serbian, people
totally
that
different.
Completely different from American
exactly
white men. So it's going to be
exactly
a whole different mindset dating out of your race in America versus dating European men, because they just don't think the same way.
That mentality,
you know,
is completely
they don't,
different, and I agree.
They're more free-loving versus, because there's so much racism in this country. I mean, when I dated a white guy from here, I mean, from an American white guy, it was just a different mindset than me dating someone that was from Europe.
Exactly. And I agree with that. I mean, I agree with you 100%. Dating someone that's from this country that say may be a white man is completely different than dating someone from another country. It's completely different. Even dating a black man from here and a black man from another country, totally different mentality, completely.
Right.
So That is true. But for me, I could not date a white man from here and from America. I just wouldn't do it because I have a different mindset. Because I think of my ancestors and I think of all the history that went behind all that. And so I would have a hard time just not getting that out of my head. Like, what's the purpose of you wanting to date a black woman? And a lot of white men I've talked to, it's always their fantasy, which I don't get. What do you mean your fantasy? To date a black woman. They want someone exotic. They want someone that did. And I have white friends that have said that. They want to date a white woman. You can read it online all day long. They'll tell you one of the reasons is because they want, it's a fantasy to them. Today, the black woman. So yeah. When I see things like that, makes me question a lot of people. Like, I'm like, that's just not my comfort zone. It's not my preference. I don't have a problem with anyone that chooses to want to. That's them. It's not me. I particularly like my black men, good, bad, or evil, indifferent, crazy, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I can kind of see that as well because, like, when I was in the military and I was stationed in Germany, it seemed like, you know, if a German female dated a black guy, it was almost like she was getting leather seats in a Porsche. It was like, you know, I was like, okay. You know, it was like this idea, this fantasy, until it actually became a bit of a reality, though, you know.
Exactly.
And then when the reality struck and the family, you know, got involved and all this stuff, too, it was, you know, it was nonstop chaos. And, you know, not saying that all relationships like that, especially like overseas, started out that way, though, or actually ended up that way, though, but a lot of them did. Because, like,
right.
You know, you look at these service members, you know, they're all going to be here for a finite amount of, you know, a certain amount of time or what have you, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, once the novelty wears off, then you got to deal with a certain facet of reality. And even if you, but also even with that, even when it came to dating as well, though, like, you know, Not past the military as well, though, because I remember, like, when I ventured out on the internet dating, which I'm not going to go there no more, you know, and a woman inquired, you know, about my preference for dating. And she asked, like, I know you actually said on your profile that you, like, you know, you want to date black women, but does it have to be a black woman? I was like, no, it just has to be a real one. And I didn't hear anything else from her as well, though. But, you know, once again, it was there, you know, the idea of the preference. I prefer to date black women. Not trying to take anything away from anybody else or trying to cause any problems or anything like that, though. That was just my preference. But I'm not going to say that you know, all you have to do is meet the right person, and that dynamic could very easily change. But it's still going to be boiling down to one thing and one thing only, whether or not I really want to go there with you. And it's not going to be because you're white. It's going to be because I like you like that. That's it.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's not going to have a damn thing to do with what you look like. It's going to be how our dynamic works. And if it works enough for me to go that route, you know, I'm not gonna date somebody outside of race, you know, just so I can show off like that as well. But I mean, even if you bought a Lamborghini, after a while, the candy coating on that's gonna wear off, and you're gonna get to the reality of it. Okay, they're not practical cars. So, you know, they look good, you know, but yeah, but you'll never go grocery shopping in one. I guarantee you that.
There's a young lady on YouTube that does this whole entire series on why she dates black men. And I've listened to several of the things that she says, and not one time have I heard her speak of the intellect of a black man, their strength or how smart they are or education. It's always the physical aspect of them. They can dance, their body structure is different, their penises are bigger. You know, all the things that she described.
That's not true.
Nothing exactly. Because Lord knows I know this.
Wow. Okay.
But what I'm saying, that's what the idea of white women, they think of this, you know, black men are this and they have this and that. And it's just not true. It's not true on any level whatsoever. But she never spoke of really the essence of what a black man is and what they can bring to the table. So when we talk about motives, white women have way more motive for dating black men than I do sometimes think black men have dating white women.
Yeah, but like, but no, some black men do. They're worried about.
Oh yeah,
you know,
a lot of them.
They're thinking like they have this false narrative of this euphoric existence that's going to pop up as soon as you wind up actually crossing the road like that, and then all of a sudden, as soon as you wind up getting a white woman, you end on several levels though. You know, you can take her with you on business meetings and stuff like that, and that's an automatic plus. You know, you can
white men are looking at him like, oh, that's a plus? No. They're not looking
This is how some of these guys think. I get what you're saying, but I'm like,
but do they really understand when you walk into that room with a white woman and you want to aboard a white man, do you think they're looking at him like, oh, yes, great, he got one of ours? No.
Exactly. You just painted the bullseye on your back.
Exactly. Because now they're thinking you're going to try to take all that woman because they're women because of that idea that black men are this and they're stronger and they're this and their penises and they're this. I mean, you know, you created a bigger mess than you really probably wanted to.
Yeah, but you can't. There's some brothers you can't tell that. You can't tell them that as well, though. Man, I got me a white girl. I'm good. You know, okay. Gotcha.
Well, great. And if you have a white woman, you love it. I mean, you like it. I love it. But just realize that a black woman had you, so no matter who you date, you would never change who you are. So to me, it really doesn't matter. You can date all outside your race all you want. You're going to always be who you are. You're just civil
because
as
it's true. No matter what, it doesn't matter. You can get the most beautiful white lady on your arm, and doesn't matter. Because they're going to look at that white woman. A lot of white people are going to look at that white woman like, what is she doing with him? And you're gonna have black women say, "Why is he with her?" I had a white man tell me one time, an older white man tell me, the strongest, the most powerful thing next to a white man is a black woman. So, for black men to decide that they don't want to date black women is because I believe, and this is my own personal opinion, is that they don't want to deal with the strength of that woman.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do.
This is why there are billionaires, millionaires, white men choosing black women.
Black women.
They're marrying these women because they have this strength that they look for. Because they're tired of the white woman feeling like they should be put on a pedestal. Because that's how they've been conditioned to believe that white women are to be put on a pedestal, you know, and treated like some queen. But the black woman goes out, raises her children. The black woman symbolizes strength and power. Michelle Obama.
And we are the original queen.
Oh, why'd you bring her up? Why'd you bring her up? Oh,
because that's
what I'm saying.
Obama.
What I'm saying is that
Michelle Obama.
She is the epitome of what a black woman is.
Exactly.
That is a strong, strong black woman. She truly is.
We do not have a better example.
A monster. A monstrously strong black woman, though. And I can see, and when you come to the idea, when you're talking about the idea of the white man, those millionaires that actually have black women in their corner, I can name you two off right off the bat: Robert De Niro and George Lucas.
Well,
straight up. Yeah.
That's just a couple.
That's just a few. Yeah, that's a very
that's just
few.
That's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, and they want
a lot of them
they want that preference because they understand the strength of a black woman. Crystal said it perfectly, because we are the epitome of strength. We go through a lot of trials and tribulations, and we prevail. And some black men can't handle that. They feel like it makes them weak for their woman to be strong. So that's why it'll get a non-African-American woman to feel like they have some strength because it's really insecurity and weakness in his self.
Yeah, I mean, there's some black women out there that
not the man yet.
There's some monstrously hard charges. And a guy will get – I don't understand how a guy can get intimidated by a woman like that as well. I can never be intimidated by that, though, because I don't allow myself to be intimidated by that. If I'm with somebody and they got their own thing going on as well, though, you already know. I got business about myself, too, though, so I don't have that problem. You know, and I'm not going to turn around and allow my ego to get in the middle of something that could overmind it. This woman is going to wind up actually being in my corner, helping me in some way, shape, form, or fashion. If she's supporting me, she didn't even have to be a fan of whatever the hell I'm doing there. But as long as she's actually willing to be supportive and understanding of what I'm actually trying to do, shit, the last thing I'm going to do is kick it to the curb. So what? Especially when you don't
we have to think about it's about security and insecurity.
Yeah. You cannot throw your insecurities out there. And that's the other thing, too, about the motive thing, too, where when you're talking about the reasons why you're dating her is because of this stuff, it sounds like a plea for help when it comes to insecurity. You know, she don't do this, she don't do that, though. Like, dude, if she was there with you when you had nothing and was still trying to march with you as well like that, there was no reason to actually, like, kick her to the curb because you think this other individual, like, no. I mean, okay, here we go, poisonous plants in your house. You pick them because they look good. So what? It still doesn't – bringing a plant in your house is going to do two things, take up space and provide oxygen. That's it. You know, But to turn around and actually think that, like, this is going to actually give you a step up, though, because, like, when the shit really hits the fan, guess where old girl's going to go? When all your success starts tanking?
It happens all the time. You get injured, you get hurt, oh, my God, the money changes, she's going to be scoring your friend that you met and your cousin and your best friend, whoever has the next dollar sign, you know, mm-hmm. They're not going to date you if you don't have any status. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to struggle with you. They're not going to go through hell and high water with you. They're not going to
mm-hmm.
nurse you back to health. They're not going to deal with all your baby mama drama that you may have. You know what I'm saying? And raise somebody else's children and do all of this stuff for you. But a white woman is just not that they can't. They just don't want to because they feel like, as Crystal said, they have to be on this pedestal of entitlement that you're supposed to do this for me. Black women understand nothing is given to us. We have to go get it.
That's true.
Not African American. Just men can respect that, especially men that's not from America. They see that and they understand and they appreciate it. They respect it. And so our black men just don't do that.
So if I tell everybody I'm from the Zulu tribe or something like that, I guess I'm all right.
No, because that would be a lie.
I can't lie.
I
can't get over like
that. No, because I'm a fact check everything.
But you, my girls, y'all keep it real with me, though, so y'all ain't going to let me fall down, so I ain't worried about that, though. And I can honestly say that you two are definitely two very strong, very beautiful, very knowledgeable, very inspirational black women that I know personally, though, and I am glad you are with me. Thank you very much.
No. What you want,
Mike? Oh, thank you. I don't know what you want.
What you
are. Wow. Damn. Okay. My well. y'all not gonna mess with me right now. But we've been
that's a black man, so you know I'm gonna question your motives.
Oh really? you really gonna do that, huh?
Question your motives.
I ain't worried about y'all. But anyway, we're gonna go and get up out of here though. It's about almost at the 40-minute mark, and we're gonna get out of here though. To thank my two co-hosts. Thank you very much, ladies, for joining me again tonight. Thank you. I appreciate it. And as always, I want to thank let everybody know, have a good night, good week, good rest of the week, good weekend, and join us back here next Tuesday on the Mike and Lisa Show, Blog Talk Radio. Good night and have a pleasant evening and week, rest of the week and weekend, and we'll see you back here later on Blog Talk Radio. Say goodbye.